Welcome to Catch My Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Have you been noticing some fluffy yellow flowers popping up already this spring? As we wait for the snow to finish melting, we will begin to see our earliest spring plant blooming. This ever-resilient, sun-loving flower is perfect for Kashmak Bay's long winters and snowy springs. Dandelions are the earliest to pop up, mainly due to their incredible ability to survive in the harshest of environments. And while they can be found everywhere around the bay, dandelions are not native here. They are invasive species thought by botanists to have been originated somewhere in Eurasia, and they are invasive on the entirety of the Americas. Dandelions are very versatile and resilient plant. They grow in many types of environments, from tropical to Arctic. They can also grow in many low-nutrient soils, such as the cracks in sidewalks and along the edges of roads. There's even a street intersection in Seldovia where a small patch of dandelion grows in the very middle where the cars do not drive. Dandelions have a long history in Eurasia as a medicinal plant used as an antioxidant and digestive aid, but they likely only arrived in North America on the Mayflower. And unlike many invasive species, they weren't brought by accident. They were brought on purpose for their medicinal properties. They were used by people in Eurasia, as well as by the pilgrims, in many different forms. Some of the most common were tea, made with roots and leaves, and topical oil, made from the flowers. After their arrival in North America sometime in the 1600s, they got to Alaska through human foot traffic, pack animals and dogs, and natural spread of their seeds through the wind. Dandelions flourish in Alaska, from the southern coastal environments where we are to the northern interior. Alaska even has some non-invasive dandelion species, some of which are endemic species in Alaska and some of which are also native to other places. There are multiple species of native dandelion that have been observed in Alaska, but due to low numbers of sightings for some, it is hard to tell exactly how many. The Alaskan dandelion is one of the most common native species in Alaska and has smaller and more narrow leaves than the regular dandelion. It mostly grows in more northern parts of Alaska, so you won't really see it around the bay, although a few have been spotted in the mountains in this area. So who knows, you might get lucky. Dandelions are certainly a beautiful flower and a fun one to play with. I've enjoyed making dandelion flower crowns, and blowing the seeds into the wind is always satisfying. And that, along with their uses in food and natural medicine, does make them a joy to have around. But it is important to remember that they are invasive species and can be harmful to local ecosystems. And their pollen is not even the best for our bees. So helping our native flowers spread instead of the invasive ones could be a great help to the environment of the Kachemak Bay and Alaska as a whole. Dandelions are certainly a special plant around here, considering that they are pretty much the only thing flowering or even growing leaves this time of year. I have been seeing them pop up in their usual places recently, and I'm sure you have too. This is written by Latuya Higman and read by Liv Ladare, and this has been Kashmak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kashmak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.